listening to The Ouachita Chronicles.
Hey, Chronicles fans, this is producer Trey. As you can probably tell, I don't have my normal cohorts. I guess I'm the cohort. I'm always the third wheel. Anyway, Ashley and Jody are not here today for this intro and outro because disaster has once again befallen our office. If you like follow the show, you know, back in like August, right around when we had Desiree on the show, which by the way is a great episode. You should definitely go check it out because she's living an awesome life and she's just a sweetheart. Anyway, everybody was out, myself included, with COVID. Now, while this isn't COVID necessarily, you know, our people are sick, you know. For this intro, I just want to remind you, you know, if you're sick, if you're tired, if you're weighed down by your burdens, don't be afraid to take a break. Everybody needs it. You can't pour from an empty glass. I love Ashley, and I love Jody, and I'm very happy that they're gone. It sucks not having them here. I mean, Ashley's my boss. She's the captain, you know? Kind of feels like she left the monkeys to run the circus. And I love Jody. I mean, we have a great time together, and I think we make some pretty good commercials. Listen to 104.1 KENA to hear those. Anyway, despite loving having them around, I'm glad that they're taking time to focus on their health. Anyway, now that my rambling's over, I want to direct you to the best place to get most of your you know, Don's Easy Pay essentials. You can get electronics. You can get freaking tires, man. The other day, I had a friend who had her tires slashed, and I was like, dude, go to Don's. Go to Don's Easy Pay. You can do it in payments instead of having to pay like however much tires are ridiculously priced. Quick side note. Sorry, ADHD. Anyway, electronics, furniture, man. I think you can even get art, like wall art and stuff. It's ridiculous. Go down to Don's Easy Pay, Don's Home Store. You know, there's one here in Mena, newly opened in Boonville. And get yourself what you need, man. Self-care. Self-care. Thanks for listening. Here's Otis Kirk.
Welcome to this episode of the Ouachita Chronicles. I am your host, Ashley Smith, along with my co-host, Jody.
Good morning.
And today's interview, we'll just go ahead and let you guys know that we are doing this via Zoom. When we do these interviews, we do have a little bit of lag, so we ask that you bear with us. Our sound quality is, you know, never quite as good as in studio, but we have an important guest today, and we knew that this one needed to be covered, whether we did it Zoom or in person. So today's guest is Mr. Otis Kirk. Otis is a sports writer, reporter for Hogville.net.
And Pig Trail Nation,
and covers sports and recruiting for Arkansas Razorback football and baseball.
That's right.
I got it all.
Two of my favorite Razorback sports. I'm a football fan, but they say that we're a baseball school. What do you think, Otis?
Oh, I think it's whatever's in season. I mean, baseball's had a lot of success, but, you know, they're starting to get excited about. I think fans just want to be excited, you know. I mean,
right?
They haven't had much to get excited about with football till recently, and so yeah, I think it's. I mean, I think football is still the driving sport over there, but I mean, it has to give them a reason to be cheering. And Sam Pittman has, and you know, that 9-4 season really helped there. I mean, Dave wins every year in baseball, and of course, Coach Muss. They're struggling some this year, I guess. I mean, they struggled about the same point last year, but then they made the Elite Eight or something.
Right.
You know, so they'll be okay. And yeah, but it's good. At least the sports here, especially the ones I cover, are doing really well. And I'm ready for that because, I mean, it was interesting if they won 4 trophies this year, and that's as many games as the previous coach won in 2 years.
I know, that's right.
They won 4 trophies compared to 4 wins in 2 years.
Yes, big difference. Big difference. We got to give Hunter Yurecek a little bit of credit there as well, too, don't we?
Yeah, we do. He's doing a great job. He really came in and balanced everything. I mean, yeah, it was really struggling with Jeff Long, and Hunter's came in and made some tough decisions, and turns out most of them, or if not, I say most of them, maybe all of them are turning out to be the right one.
I agree with that.
I can't really question any decision he's made, but, you know, but I mean, he came in and instead of just status quo, he's made some tough decisions.
So, you know, Jody mentioned that it's been difficult to be a Razorback fan for a few years. I want to interject that it's been difficult to be a human for the last few years, not just where sports are considered, but, I need to know, when did your allegiance to the Razorbacks start? You're from Mena originally, correct?
Well, I lived in Mena till 1997. I was born and raised. Well, I mean, if you consider Big Fork and Potter and all the little communities.
Right. Polk Mena, County born.
Yeah, I've lived there all my life till 1997, and I moved up to Fayetteville. But, well, actually, I moved from there to Fayetteville, then to Elkins, and then back to Fayetteville. But, in Arkansas, that's the driving thing. I mean, the Razorbacks are the driving sport. There's no Dallas, Arkansas Cowboys or Arkansas Raiders, you know. Mm-hmm. They're the Arkansas Razorbacks. So it was just something I was interested in. I love sports. I love sports and just something that I wanted to do. And I had an interest in it. It was a hobby for many years. I just do all this recruiting stuff and everybody thought I was nuts, you know. And, It turned out to be my job, you know, but I just, it's something I love doing. And, you know, the way I look at it, I've done this for many years now, and I've never worked a day in my life at it. Mm-hmm. It's a hobby, and it's things that probably I would be doing if I wasn't working. And you know, I'm getting paid for it. So it's a great deal for me.
Right. So did you set out originally with the intent for this to become your job? Or as you said, it was a hobby that parlayed into something that you could get paid for that you loved. But also, you know, what were you doing during your time here in Mena?
Well, I went to college to be a coach, to be honest with you. And I saw how coaches were getting just, you know, never could please anybody. It was a lot of politics involved there with the dealing with certain parents and stuff. And I thought, man, I'm going to try sports writing. But no, I mean, it was just something that, you know, I was doing various jobs there. I mean, I graduated when I was 16, went to a lumber yard and told them I was 18 because no one wanted to hire a 16-year-old. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sack groceries, nothing wrong with that, but I didn't want to do that. So I went out to the lumber yard and told them I was 18. And, I worked there illegally, and then I just started, I don't remember when it happened, but Harry Quinn came out and asked me if I'd like, he coached baseball with me, and he asked me if I'd like to be the sports writer to be a star, and I talked over there writing, and then a few weeks after I got there, the sports editor left, so he made me sports editor, and I stayed there till I moved up here.
So you worked for the Star?
Yeah, Mena Star Sports Editor. And I don't know exactly. I can't tell you when I started there, but it was probably either the late 80s or early 90s, one of the two. I should know, but I don't. I don't remember. But I know I left there. I was still doing that job when I left there. I turned in my notice and came up here and went to work for the morning news and worked there for a while and then switched to the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. But then I got out of the newspaper business when everything was going more to the internet, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm working my way around. I'm with Hogville and Pigtail Nation now and enjoying what I do. I really do enjoy it, you know. I mean, it can be a hassle at times, but I mean, all jobs are. But at least, you know, when you get up in the morning, you don't. I've had jobs where I get up in the morning, I dread going to work. I had those. I didn't love going to a lumber yard, believe me.
Yeah,
especially when you're young and single and you've been out half the night and you have to get up and go row timbers at a lumber yard or something. There's more fun things to do than that. And I knew that wasn't going to be my life calling or whatever you call it. But no, I mean, it's just something. Sports is something that I really wanted to do. And it's, I know it. Mm-hmm. I know sports. And so, you know, and I just love it. Like I said, it's something I don't have to worry about doing. I love doing it, and it's something I enjoy doing.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
So a while back, I was telling Jerry mm-hmm. about my bucket list. Mm-hmm. Okay. My bucket list was to go float the Buffalo National River, right?
Absolutely.
Got to do that this summer. Check mark on the bucket list.
So jealous.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Absolutely gorgeous. But let me tell you about the concessionaire that I used. Okay.
Tell me about them.
Buffalo River Outfitters. They are your place to start your Buffalo River adventure. They're located in St. Joe, Arkansas. You got floating, you got camping, you got fishing or hiking. All your needs are taken care of at BRO. They provide the canoes, the kayaks, the rafts, and the shuttle service. And they've got lodging options. They're unmatched in the area. You've got, you know, you can cozy up in one of BRO's spacious and comfortable cabins. They've got huge stone fireplaces, wide porches, fully equipped kitchens. I mean, I could go on and on and on because we got to stay in one of those cabins and it was one of the nicest ones I've ever stayed in. Despite my snoring, Jerry's sleep talking, and Trey's midnight adventures, we all got a terrific rest.
Well, Ashley, you keep talking about it. We're going to have to book another trip quickly.
We have to, definitely. BRO will take care of us because they're knowledgeable staff. They can accommodate any questions about the Buffalo National River. And you can also order books and maps online to prepare for your visit up there. So if you're ready to plan your Buffalo River adventure, visit their website at buffaloriveroutfitters.com to find more information or to book conveniently online.
You could also call them at 870-439-2200 or follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
All right. So we're going to plan our next trip to the Buffalo National
River. I'm ready. Let's go.
So as a, you know, I'm a massage therapist and sports therapist, and college athletes are my bread and butter. And my dream is to work with that Arkansas Razorback football team. I've worked here in MENA for the, you know, with the Bucks soccer team. I didn't quite get my manifestations right. I said I wanted to work for Arkansas football. Well, I did, but it was
football
instead of football. So how did you get your foot in the door with the university?
Just started. Something I followed as a hobby was the Razorbacks. So even at the MENA Star, I started writing about the Razorbacks in the MENA Star. And they expanded the sports pages where it really didn't cut out. I covered, when I was there, I thought I did a good job covering Hatfield, Vancouver, Wicks, Akron, and MENA schools, not just MENA. And so it didn't cut out on their coverage. It was just additional coverage, and they made bigger sports sections. But it was something I just started doing it, and people, you know, I think probably Clay Henry, when I was still at MENA, Clay Henry called me and had me write for Hogs Illustrated football recruiting. I started a newsletter called the Arkansas Recruiting Report. I got on Drive Time Sports in Little Rock, advertised that, did an hour long, I think it was an hour long show at one time. I believe it was an hour long show. It varied, but I believe most of the time it was an hour long show. Other times there were some segments, but just started doing it. And then people know real quick if you know what you're talking about or if you don't. You know, you can get exposed or you can get publicity. You can get exposed or you can get recognized as somebody. Hey, he knows what he's talking about. So people started hiring me, and that's how I got my foot in the door. I mean, I did something I think people figured out, you know, he may be a hick, but he knows what he's talking about. You know, there's some people calling me hick from MENA. You know, I mean, there's people always negative. Some people always negative, but, you know, but maybe a hick, but he knows what he's talking about. Somebody iron, you know, you never please everybody, but you know, I didn't worry about that. Still don't, but yeah, it was fun.
Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah. Proof's in the pudding.
Yeah.
And when I hear Otis Kirk, I don't only just think of the Razorbacks. There's another team that I kind of think of when I think of Otis Kirk. Can you tell me what that team would be?
Probably one on my hat.
That would be the one on your hat. Lakers.
I love the Lakers. I mean, that's more than a hobby. That's I think I'm a fanatic, you know.
Well, because of you, I've got to have some interesting friends in my life now.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, I love the Lakers. That's kind of my, to be honest with you, I don't golf, I don't party, I don't do a lot of that. The Lakers are kind of my getaway. I mean, when I want to get away from my job, you know, people don't understand, but I'll have people from 2:30 in the morning till midnight messaging me, asking me Razorback questions. And it's like, you know, I don't think you do that to a doctor who goes home, you know. Nobody wants to talk their job all the time. So the Lakers are kind of my getaway. And, I really enjoy that. I go watch them play some, and I haven't been as much lately to watch them play live because Oklahoma City got really good. And when they did, the tickets got sky. I mean, I had some seats, like three seats behind the Lakers bench that I paid like $310 for years ago that were right there. I mean, but you know, Oklahoma City is not very good again, so it's easier to get tickets, but I just haven't been. The dates, like when they're in Memphis or like they're in Oklahoma City or Dallas, it has to coincide with my work.
Right.
I mean, I can't just jump and go because sometimes there's press conferences with Sam Pittman or Dave Van Horn, or there's a commitment or there's something. I can't just talk just because they're close. I can't always go, but I always watch them on TV. I've got the NBA ticket, and so I always watch them even if I don't get to go in person.
Now, are you traveling with the Hogs to all of their events, or do you watch them at home as well?
I went to College Station. I'm sorry, I went to Dallas when they played A&E. Didn't go to college. I went to Oxford. I went to the bowl game, obviously. I didn't go to LSU in Alabama because some certain Bulldog got sick.
Uh-oh.
I had to have surgery the Friday before the, I guess Mississippi State was the home game. It was Mississippi State game. The Friday before the Mississippi State game, I had to take him and have surgery. And so for 2 weeks, I had to doctor him 5 times a day.
Oh, wow.
And so I didn't get to travel to LSU in Alabama, but I would have had it not been for Bulldog sick.
Well, what'd you think about that Texas game this year? I got to be there in attendance for that one.
Yeah, that was sweet. I always love beating Texas. Those people are so arrogant. I was down there when Houston Nutt was coaching here, and it was, I don't remember the year, Matt Jones was quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Cedric Cobbs was running back, and they beat them in Austin. And I was also at the Cotton Bowl when they beat them in the Cotton Bowl, too. But I was up here when Texas beat Arkansas, and their fans were really obnoxious, you know, and stuff. But no, I love seeing them beat Texas. I ain't gonna lie to you.
It's good to see that field rush. It was definitely worth it. It was definitely worth every penny we paid to get out there for it.
Yes, it was.
So what do you see coming in for baseball this year? I know that we ended the season pretty on a high note, and we didn't quite make it to Omaha like we wanted, but you know, I got to be at one of the playoff games. The team looked good. David Van Horn, a legend in my book.
Yeah. Well, they'll be good again. I just happened to see before we went on, Perfect Game has them number 9 in the country in preseason. Really? I saw another one had them 20, I believe. It was maybe collegiate baseball. I'm not sure which one it was. It's been a few weeks ago. But today I saw them ranked number 9 in the country. And so that's, you know, that's we'll see how it works out. But Arkansas was number 1 much of the year last year. And I tell people, you know, not very many times at Arkansas you get to cover the number 1 team for several
months.
Not just a week or two, but for most of the season, you know, Arkansas was number 1 in the nation. And I got to cover that. And so it was fun. But yeah, you want to say after they beat North Carolina State like they did that Friday night, you think, man, this is over with. You know, this is over.
Right.
And then they lost the next two. That's why I would never gamble, because I'd lose my rear, because I would have bet everything on Arkansas. Well, they beat them like, well, I think, was it 21-2 or something like that? You know, I mean, it was bad.
I'm not a gambling person, but they're gambling on the Hogs is just not something I want to do.
It's the only thing harder than being a Hogs fan is being a gambler.
As being a gambler.
And a Hogs fan.
A gambler with the Hogs family. I just can't.
Yeah, you couldn't enjoy the game, or you think, do I cheer for money or do I cheer for the Hogs? You know? Yeah, you probably. But baseball should be good again. I mean, they've got some good players. Hey, a lot of this stuff depends on the injuries, too. I mean, I don't think they have, just like Arkansas next year in football, they won't have the luxury of having as many players as they had this year because of the COVID-19 allowed people, like Sam, I believe, Sam football had like 12 or 13
COVID seniors
last year. And you probably won't ever see that again, because now that in the same way of baseball, so the depth may not, they probably, but most championship teams are very lucky at avoiding injuries. And you can take that from high school all the way up to the NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball. The teams that get hit with a lot of injuries usually don't win championships.
Right. And we got transfer portals still opening up, players leaving. That was a rough one yesterday. How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, Joe Fauché went to the transfer portal. You know, I mean, I hear people talking about that. But, you know, I mean, the thing of it is, it's just part of the sport now. I mean, it's just – it's not, you know, everybody always wants to know what's wrong, you know, what's wrong. Well, I mean, it's not just, that's not an Arkansas problem. That's a national problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's happened every day. Arkansas gets the wide receiver at OU that gets a defensive end from LSU. I mean, it's just, you know, last year, Oklahoma got the wide receiver from Arkansas. It's something that's happening all over college sports, and it's probably not going to go away anytime soon. Between the NIL and the one-time transfer where you don't have to sit out a year, mm-hmm. that's really opened it up now to people. It's just a revolving door. I don't really like it, but then again, I mean, it's not, no one asked me or no one cares what I think. I mean, the bottom line is it's probably here to stay.
Right.
So like it or not like it, but it's just, and I do know this. I mean, I've seen people knocking Joe and knocking the system, but they were sure cheering for the Razorback basketball team last year when they were loaded with transfers and went to the Elite Eight. So it worked. And Felipe Franks at Arkansas, you know, you see Felipe, you saw the three defensive linemen this year, you know, two from Missouri and one from Illinois State. And nobody was booing them because they were trans. Yeah, it works both ways. And Arkansas's got six more scholarships. They've already picked up a five-star receiver from Oklahoma, a four-star defensive lineman from LSU, and they've got six more scholarships. They'll get players to replace these, and Arkansas football will go on. They survived Mike Woods, and they'll survive Joe Fauché and anyone else.
John L. Smith. Let's throw him in there, too. We survived John L. Smith.
Yeah, it's like I said, you know, and some people, we get caught up. We live in our world, you know. We get caught up thinking, well, you know, what's happening in Arkansas? Well, no, I mean, like I said, this is going on all over college sports. It's all over America. I mean, it's in every conference. You know, Ohio State lost a backup quarterback to Texas. You know, Texas loses play. I mean, OU, it's not just schools having coaching changes either. So, I mean, it's just part of it. It's the way it is right now, and there's not a lot you can do about it.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Ashley, you want to know who one of my favorite families in town are?
Yeah, tell me.
The Cummings family.
Oh, yeah. What, Brandon, Calvin, and Aaron?
Yes.
Gosh, those boys, they're good people.
They are good boys. But not only are they good boys, they're good members of the community, and they have really brought something forward for us all to enjoy. Don's Easy Pay is affordable, family-owned, and operated for over 40 years, and they have three generations working for them up there.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, this is a super established family that, their grandpa started this business mm-hmm. 40 years ago, and it's just been passed on, and they have kept the spirit of Don's alive.
Absolutely. And not only that, being small town, they still carry brands like Ashley and GE, Whirlpool, Catnappers, Samsung, and many more.
Right. And I heard that if they don't have it on the floor, you can special order it.
That's right. They also have free delivery and setup, which is a huge deal for me.
Right. Because, okay, so you don't have a truck to go get your brand new Catnapper recliner that you just purchased. How are you going to get that thing home?
I'm going to call Calvin.
Yeah. Don's is going to take care of it. That free delivery and setup, that helps so many people out. But you know what also helps people out? Their financing and payment options.
Oh, yes.
So that is one of the best things about Don's, because they've got several options. They've got the retail, you know, off the shelf price. They've got a rent to own price. They've got 180 days same as cash. They have 6 months same as cash on any purchase over $999, plus taxes included. And do you know what that means?
That means the price on the piece is the price that you pay.
That is exactly right. So if you're in the market for something for your home, because their selection is huge. I mean, they've got everything for your kitchen, for your dining, for your outdoors. Heck, Don's Easy Pay even carries tires.
What?
Yes, they carry tires, but they're not just located here in Mena. So if you're in Arkansas,
Ashley, you can find them in multiple locations. Mena, Waldron, DeQueen, Broken Bow, Ida Belle, Poto. And just recently, it's brand new open as Don's Home Store in Boonville.
It's a whole new format, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's more of like when you'd go into I almost want to say like Bed Bath & Beyond. I'm not trying to promote any other businesses mm-hmm. because you can get the cool stuff you get there mm-hmm. at Don's.
Absolutely.
So it's an entirely new format. And definitely if you're in the Boonville area, please go by and check them out. And tell them that the Washtenaw Chronicles sent you.
Absolutely. You can check them out on their Facebook page, Search by location or call the MENA location for more info.
One of the best things about Don's Easy Pay is their customer service. They're always happy to help, and they also service all their appliances. So if you need it for your home, Don's Easy Pay has it. So make sure you shop local and keep your dollars within your community.
Run down to Don's Easy Pay and say hi to the Cummings family.
Well, outside of football, what do you have that you do, Otis? Like, who is Otis outside of football?
Ooh, Lakers, baseball, football.
Bulldogs.
Play with my mutts. Yeah, I got four dogs. I got a bulldog, and he thinks he owns his play. Two Shih Tzus and a miniature schnauzer.
That's a full house.
Yeah. And, bulldog is the one that, like I said, he's about 8 months old. He probably weighs 60, 65 pounds. He tries to play with his schnauzer and shih tzus. He'll run and glide and play. He tries to do that. He just knocks them. Y'all may not be old enough to remember Baby Huey. They had a cartoon. Baby Huey was this big old duck or chicken. Yeah, and that's what he is. He kind of like, he tries to play with them. And he just knocks them for a loop, you know. He thinks he's trying to play like they are, but he's so much bigger, he just wipes them out, you know. And, he keeps me busy. And like I said, ever since I got back from Tampa, he saw me coming up the stairs. He came flying down the stairs. He's never came down to those stairs to the basement because the garage and the washroom and stuff is in there. And he came flying downstairs, missed a few steps, rolled a couple of times, got up, missed that. He was so happy to see me.
That's how Ashley acted when I came back from Tampa as well.
Yeah. It was. Well, I'll say that it seems like Mina has a bit of a history of having special relationships with the Hogs. You know, I don't know if you were acquaintances or colleagues or friends with Bob Carver.
Oh, yeah.
How can we not mention Bob Carver?
Right,
we got to
mention Bob. And Bob was, what was his official capacity there?
He was
spotter for the football team.
Spotter. Radio. Yeah, he was a spotter. Yeah,
spotter for the team or for the radio broadcast of the game. Mm-hmm. Just broadcast where you've got, but he did spotting for them. And yeah, Bob. Oh yeah, Bob sponsored my softball team, and I knew Bob, even didn't hang out with him, but I talked to him a lot when he came up here. Even after I moved up here, I still talked to Bob. I'd see him over at the Broyles complex all the time, and we'd talk and stuff. And Bob advertised with the paper. And he was good. I mean, he was dedicated to not just the Razorbacks, but the community down there. Mm-hmm. I know some people he helped that, you know, he didn't do it for publicity. And a lot of people didn't even know about it, but he helped people and didn't even, he wasn't wanting the publicity out of it.
No,
you know,
he was
for the right reasons.
Yeah, he was a very generous, very altruistic man. I have a good relationship with Bob, or did have a great relationship with Bob. I worked for him for several years, but we were almost family at one point. But I do remember when I worked for him at the dealership right out of high school, I remember Razorback players coming down and buying cars.
Yeah. I would say we won't talk about that because that got us in a little bit of hot trouble, hot water back in the day.
But I do remember that. Bob, and I can remember seeing these basketball players coming to me going, "Whoa, you are tall."
Yeah, I actually played against, he brought five Razorbacks down to play in a benefit basketball game. And I was one of the suckers that played on the local team, you know. Again, I still talk to Greg Thomas, who was a football player, quarterback. But Greg came and played basketball with them that night. Allie Freeman, Stephen Moore. Mm-hmm. I don't remember who else they brought. They had four basketball players and a football player. Greg was a football player. And Greg and I still laugh about that because I shot a ball about 35 feet from the basket and one of them blocked it. And he wasn't even close to me when I shot it. You know, he still blocked the shot, you know. But yeah, it was fun. Bob did that and raised a lot of money for, and I don't remember what they raised it for at that time, but mm-hmm. It was for some good cause. And yeah, I jumped in and played and it was fun.
I do remember that event. But, you know, keeping that tie with Mina, as far as I know, there's not been any Razorback football recruitment out of our school. Has there been any players in, you know, since you've been following all this that you felt like maybe could have stood a chance to play for the Razorbacks? I think this from last our area.
Year, the brother,
my son played 2 years here. Otis, he did play 2 years. He redshirted as a freshman, then played as a redshirt freshman, and then ruined his leg and busted his leg up in a four wheeler accident. So he had to quit football. But yeah, he played 2 years here. I mean, there's always kids that you feel like if they went and stayed with it, they had a chance. Yeah, I mean, they had some good teams back then. And
did you look Mason at the
Brothers, the kid that I thought Arkansas should have recruited was Mason Brotherton.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
That's what we're trying to get
waiting to hear if you were going to say his name, because when I saw where did Mason go, the Jayhawks,
he went to Kansas.
I was very confused. I was like, man, why is he not a Hawk? Yeah. Why?
Long time ago, and way before your girl's time, was a kid named Mark Ford that went from MENA to Houston, the Houston Cougar, made all Southwest Conference as a tight end. And so he certainly could have played at Arkansas. He played against them, made all Southwest Conference when Arkansas was in the South. But yeah, Mason Brotherton's the most recent one that I thought, you know, I mentioned him to Arkansas and they looked at him. But one thing that I think hurt Mason, and wasn't just Mason, but it was all the kids in that class. When COVID hit, the coaches couldn't go out and watch them, you know. Mm-hmm. So all they had to do was go. The Arkansas staff was new, and they had no background. Mason came to camp before his junior year up here at Arkansas.
Right.
He and a kid from Texas who was committed to Arkansas at that time ended up going to UT San Antonio. But he and that kid were the two best tight ends at camp. But Chad Morris was the coach then. If Sam Pittman and these coaches had been here and seen Mason at that camp, I think they would have offered him. But they had nothing to go by but game film. And they were new, and they couldn't even go out. And they planned. The plan was to go to MENA and watch him in the spring. Mm-hmm. That was their plan. And it obviously, once COVID hit, they weren't allowed to go out on the road. So I think that hurt, not just Mason, but like I said, that hurt all the kids. But it really hurt the kids like Mason, who was needing that exposure, them to come and watch him and go by more than just a game film. Mm-hmm. Not that his game film was bad, but yeah, Mason Brotherton could have played at Arkansas. I'm convinced.
Is he one that you're going to keep an eye on while he's in Kansas to see if maybe we can't get him back in state if he shows out over there?
I don't know. I talked to his dad this morning, not about that though. His dad was texting me last night, and we were texting back and forth today. But yeah, I've already talked to his dad today. But yeah, not about that though. They'll be coming after me for recruiting, and that wasn't even what we were talking. We weren't talking about Mason. No, I just in this day and age of college sports, anything's possible. He could go there and have a great year and then transfer somewhere else, or he may stay there forever. Knowing Mason, he'll probably stay at Kansas because he's pretty dedicated, you know, and he's the type of kid that would show loyalty to somebody that recruited him when others didn't.
He's a loyal kid. Great person, great kid.
I know a lot of his family. I've known a lot of them all of my life, played ball against his uncle and dad and stuff. Actually worked for his grandfather for a little while there in MENA, just a few weeks at a place. But graduated with his, I believe, one of his uncles or great uncles or something. So I've known a lot of the Brothertons and Mason and stuff. But yeah, I was really hoping Arkansas would go after him. But he's the one kid that jumps out to me that I would say. And honestly, I haven't seen a lot of MENA since I've moved up here. I don't think I've been to a MENA game.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
So I feel very lucky that you and I get to be storytellers. It's a really, really great thing. But our storytelling is all audio. People are just listening to our voices. And sometimes you need a story told visually.
Visually.
Right?
Absolutely. I've been there.
I mean, documenting people and families as they are right at this moment, it's a very important thing. At some point, you're going to look back and you're going to wish that you had record of those memories.
Absolutely.
So if you think that now is the right time in your life to document some very important things, we know who you need to call.
You need to call Leila Nordyke Photography.
Leila is a visual storyteller with a big love for documenting people and families as they are right at this moment. It's about that natural laughter, the silly faces, and your authentic family as you all are. She's been working with families for almost a decade.
She does modeling portfolios, elopements and couples, families, newborns, family and extended family. She's got some amazing senior sessions out there. So as we're getting ready for this next graduating class to come up, it's a great time to go ahead and book those sessions before she fills up.
But you know, one of the coolest things about Leela?
What's that?
Is she travels.
She does.
So if you're in Arkansas, she'll come see you. If you're in Washington State, she'll come see you. If you're planning an elopement to Mexico, she'll travel.
Absolutely.
So have you got a big moment coming up? Is there something important in your life that you want to document so you've got those memories forever? You need to call Leela Nordyke. You can view Leela's portfolio at leelanordykephotography.info. That's LeelaNordyke photography.info. Think you're ready to book a session with Leela? Shoot her an email at nordykephotography@outlook.com. And you can find her on Facebook and Instagram and just keep up with everything she's doing and see some examples of her beautiful work.
You better get back down here.
What's the grade that's coming up that we've been watching real close?
Okay,
what's
so
the graduating year?
It's going to be my son's grade. Well, it's starting with it'll be the juniors or maybe the sophomores.
They're freshmen.
Sophomores and juniors of this year. Craig Bentley's got them. He has conditioned these kids since the third grade, you know, and they've all played together. And Mason's cousin, Rhett, Jeff's son, plays on that team as well. So we've got another Brotherton coming up with those boys.
But there's several in that that are just.
Oh, you got Brody Peters, who's amazing. Caleb Cox, the Sullivan twins. I mean, there's going to be a class coming up in the next few years, Otis. I really hope you keep your eyes on for sure.
Well, main thing they need to do is just come to camp because they're back. Camps are open again. There's no camps that year that Mason was going into his senior year, but said really set those. I mean, it was so unfair to those kids, but it's kind of life, you know. But main thing is just go to camps and get the exposure because that way people think, well, I'm not going to that camp because I'm not going to get an offer. Well, you learn a lot of football at camps, whether it's for recruiting or not. Those coaches there will teach you stuff that you don't know, and it will help you. It'll help you become a better football player, not just recruit, even if you don't get recruited, you know. But people have gotten recruited that came to these camps that were not even on the radar when they came here. I know for a fact there's kids that came to camp, got recruited, and before they came here, the coaches, they weren't even on the coaches' radar.
Mm-hmm.
So it happens. You got to go out and get exposure. But main thing, too, you're improving your game, and it really helps you become a better player.
Well, there's nothing like seeing it in person. Like you said, Mason, for example, the fact that all they were doing was able to watch his game tapes and not really see him in person. Right. But if you've got kids that are coming to the camp with the attitude that the only reason they're coming is because they want to be recruited, I don't feel like that's the type of players you would want anyways. You want the ones that are coming to learn to be an all-around better player overall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that helped you with your. If you become good enough players, the school, whether it's Arkansas or someone else, if you become a good enough player, somebody will recruit you, and probably a bunch of them, you know. Mm-hmm. You just got to go out here with the idea that, hey, I'm going to do this and get better. You know, heck, I mean, even at my age, I'll read somebody's stuff and see if there's some hints, that's not the right word, but see if there's some tricks in their story that maybe I could do like that and improve my stuff, you know. Tricks or just look at people's stuff and read it.
Iron sharpens
iron. I liked how he did that. I can put it out there at that, you know. I can put it out, put something like similar to that. So it's part of the business, you know. You always got to get better. If you don't get better, you're not going to get worse.
That's right. That is absolutely. You have to learn from those around you for sure. Do we ever get clarification as to why Jordan Jones left us? That's a kid that I've watched all through from the time he was walking, playing football. I was friends with his dad. We grew up in Smackover together.
Oh, okay.
And so when he left to go to Cincinnati, I felt bad because I felt like he got the short end of the deal because he was here during the Bielema era and kind of missed out on this Pittman team. Do you think maybe he just jumped ship early?
Yeah, I'm not sure exactly what happened. I know Jordan went up there and turned into pretty good years for Cincinnati, you know.
Yeah.
that's who Arkansas opens the season against next year, Cincinnati, you know.
I was really hoping they'd take Bama down, man. I cheered for all I could. I would have loved to have seen it.
That's going
to
be hard to do. But, yeah.
Do you think Georgia can pull it off this time?
Yeah. I mean, Georgia's got enough talent. I just don't know if they believe that they can do it or something, because they got really smacked by Alabama. I didn't think anybody could. It wouldn't surprise me Alabama beat them, but the way they just kind of ran over them really surprised me. I didn't think anybody could do that. But
especially then seeing how the Hogs were up against Bama. I mean, we put up one hell of a fight.
Oh, no, they almost gave Alabama all they wanted and didn't give anything to Georgia. So judging those two games, you think Georgia's going to kill Alabama, which I knew Georgia wouldn't kill Alabama. I mean, Nick Saban, you give him time to prepare for a game, there's no better coach than him doing that. I mean, whether you like Saban or not, he's just, he's unbelievable. I mean, every year they open the season against some powerhouse, and everybody will pick the other team to beat them, and then it turns into a rout. It's every year, you know, they start the season, because he's had all summer to prepare for those teams, and he is the best at that, that I've seen when it comes to that.
All right. Well, Otis, real quick, before we move into lightning round, because that's our fun little kind of get to know you gut instinct thing at the end here. If somebody wants to get a hold of you, what is the best way possible?
Well, they can follow me on Twitter at OtisKirk23. You know, I'm on Twitter.
Come join our pages on Facebook. We got Hogville.
Yeah. Hogville Facebook page. Right now on Facebook, I've actually got 5,000 friends, which is maxed out. I have people get mad at me because I don't accept their friend request, but I can't because I'm maxed out at 5,000. Now, when somebody drops off, I can add. Like last night, two dropped off, so I added the two. But I added two today. But no, like Facebook, but Hogville Facebook or the Hogville site, hogville.net.
Okay. And you got 15,000 followers on there now. Did you know that?
Huh?
You've got over 15,000 followers on hogville.net.
Yeah, I think it was like 3,000 when I went over there. Yeah, it's fun. It's just any of those sites. You can always find me. Just give it a follow. And, you know, the biggest thing about our stuff at Pig Trail Nation and Hogville, everything is free. There's no paywall. And, you know, whether you can't beat that price, you know.
That's right.
No, and I mean, it's not just me. I mean, you've got Mike Irwin. You've got all the video of all the press conferences that Pig Trail Nation put up. I mean, there's a lot of benefits to that. I mean, it's free. I wish they did a little bit more promoting their website, because I don't think, like, I ran into people in Tampa that didn't even know where I was working. They didn't know about the website. And I said, just come over there, because this person, two gentlemen, they lived in Frisco, Texas, and they were, they didn't know it was, you know, there. And I told them, hey, it's free, you know, come over there and look at it. And so they were thrilled with that. And I even ran into somebody the other day at the grocery store here that said, you know, didn't know I was still doing this. So, I mean, it's
got to. Well, it's my go-to news for Razorback News. Every Sunday, I'm going to see what Otis Kirk is saying after a football game. That's for sure.
Thanks.
We'll do our best to send you some more traffic that way. And
hope okay, that exposure. That'll work.
We would love to do that, vice versa. So, all right, lightning round. Otis, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Razorback red. if you could be any animal, what kind of animal would you be?
A bulldog, because they get a lot of attention.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Lots of love. What's your favorite ice cream?
Pineapple sherbet.
Pineapple sherbet.
That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, I've had my fridge right
now. Okay, if you could travel to anywhere in the world and money was absolutely no object, what is your dream vacation destination?
Philippines.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Your favorite car, favorite automobile?
I'd love to have a Corvette convertible or something, you know, but my budget just doesn't seem to want to can't work that in. Yeah.
I feel that on a real level.
I love cars. I love small cars, convertibles. I had one and got totaled out by a student at the U of A, rear-ended me and totaled out my car. So, and I haven't gotten one back since, well, I haven't gotten one of those again since then.
Fayetteville can be the Wild Wild West to drive in.
It can.
Yeah, he was on the phone and never even saw me. Just, I'm sitting there making a turn and he just mashed me.
Okay. In case of zombie apocalypse, what would be your weapon of choice?
My bulldog. Keep him away from me. He protects me.
What is his name? I need to know now.
LeBron.
Oh, LeBron the bulldog.
LeBron Kobe. The bulldog. Kobe is the Shih Tzu. Julius is the Shih Tzu. He's after Julius Randle. He went to somewhere else, so he's not with the Lakers anymore. But Kobe and LeBron, yeah.
So they're all Lakers. All your dogs are named after the Lakers.
All of them except Doc was a schnauzer. He was 6 years old when I got him, and so I didn't change his name. But he's the only one that's not a Laker guy.
So we still have to get a Meta in there.
Yeah, you know, I've thought about that. Yeah, Meta's something else, man. I mean, Meta and his dad.
And his dad. That's how this interview came about, because, you know, Ron Sr. had called me. And we were talking, and my producer says, "How in the world do you know him?" I said, "A guy named Otis Kirk."
Yeah, Ron's a great guy, man. He's up there in New York, and he's something else.
Yeah, I hear from him about once or twice a month, at least. Still,
all right. I got one more for you. If you could have dinner with any three people, living or passed away, who would they be?
Probably, can I say the three prettiest women in the world, but I don't know who they are.
Well, two of them are right here.
No, okay. Three people.
He backpedaled quick.
I'll clean it up.
I saw that crawfish.
Kobe, maybe.
I was saying Kobe in my head.
I was too.
Yeah.
Those minds think alike. All right, Mr. Otis, we will make sure that we get your stuff, linked on the episode where people can find you very easily. And I'm sure Jody's going to be throwing out some extra exposure, just directing people to Hogville for sure, aren't you?
Oh, always. Yeah. Any chance I can throw anybody towards the Razorbacks in Hogville, Big Trail Nation. Big fan.
Sorry, I've been distracted. This dog has been pulling at me the whole interview.
He is huge.
Baby. He loves me. He's been down here the whole time. And he's pulling me and hit my chair. Like I told you, too.
Well, Mr. Kirk.
Others are mad now because they didn't get the new camera.
Well, we will not keep you from your devoted subjects any longer. We truly appreciate your time. And I think we'll probably have to circle back around when we get back to football season this next year. Yes. And maybe get an update.
Yeah, after we win Omaha, we'll be back.
Okay. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you, Otis.
Bye-bye. See y'all. Bye.
Keep your inhalers at the ready. The Washtenaw Chronicles will be right back after this word from our sponsors.
Jody, you know what one of my favorite things to do in Polk County is?
I could guess a few, but what you got?
Well, those probably are not kosher to air. But I love to take that gorgeous Talamina Scenic Byway, especially this right time now. Of year. Mm-hmm. Right now, it is gorgeous. Popping with color. It's such a beautiful drive. But one thing that I cannot stand. Cracked windshields, man. It ruins your view.
And your pictures.
Every single time. It's not safe. Mm-mm. Either.
Nope.
And living in Polk County, the opportunities for getting your windshield cracked. Oh, those are numerous. What do we got? We got log trucks.
We got log trucks.
We got
dogs that run. I had a dog that busted my windshield.
Well, let me ask you this. That cracked windshield, where'd you take it?
I don't even remember that place I used to go over to Hot Springs.
Well, if you don't remember it, the service must not have been great. The price must not have been great. You could have gotten that taken care of right here at home with Richie's Discount Auto Glass.
It probably would have saved me some money.
I guarantee you it would have saved you some money. I have been going to Richie forever, and I have compared quotes from Richie replacing windshields to other places in town, and Richie's is always half the price. Richie can take care of you fast, same day service.
Well, Ashley, I'm on the road a lot, so I'm going to keep that in mind. Next time I have a crack or a ding in my windshield, it'll be Richie that I call first.
Yeah, and if you want to call Richie, you call 479-394-9938. He's got 40 years experience. Get yourself on down to Richie's Discount Auto Glass at 3008 Highway 71 South in Mena, where the four lane ends. Richie will take care of you.
Thanks for listening to the episode. Again, I'm sorry, guys, that Ashley and Jody aren't in today. You know, I think that we had a good episode, you know, despite the intros and this very strange outro not being what it normally is, you know. But I think Otis was a good storyteller, really nice dude with some really nice dogs. So thank you for listening to the Ouachita Chronicles, brought to you by Don's Easy Pay and Don's Home Store. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. The best place to find us, though, is thewashitapodcast.com. That's podcast plural with an S at the end of it. And I know that Ashley has a whole bunch more, but I'm doing this by memory, and I feel like I deserve an award for that because I've listened to this show so many times. Well, that being said, not Ashley, not Jody, but producer Trey out.
Thank you for listening to the Ouachita Chronicles.